Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
The law that we're supposed to be keeping is the law of faith. The law of faith. We're supposed to be living under the law of faith. Now, I'm going to tell you how it don't work. My wife and I, well, a couple of days ago, our Suburban, which is a 2003, it had a fuel pump start acting up on it. And, of course, I called Mike. He's the greatest mechanic I know. And he come checked it out for me and told me the fuel pump's going bad. But it had a full tank of gas, so he said it'll probably run okay. So if you can run it for a few days to get some of that gas out of it, the tank won't be so heavy when we put a fuel pump in it. Well, Cheryl has driven it every day, and it had no major problems until she got out here with a trailer load of hay for the horses, and it wouldn't start. So we had to disconnect it from the trailer and push it over yonder by hand out of the way. I thought, being a man of faith, I should be able to do anything because the Master told us that if we have faith and doubt not, nothing would be impossible with us. Oh, but you got to believe, see? So I thought, okay, being a man of faith and married to a woman of faith, we can surely get that car started. Mike said, just in case it don't start, he said, beat on the fuel tank. I said, okay, he's a great man of faith too, though. I'm going to tell you now, he's a great man of faith. So Cheryl says, that's okay, let your wife do it. She's a woman of faith. I said, okay, no problem. So we go out there and Cheryl puts a key in it and she turns and turns and turns and it won't fire a lick. So I drop down on the ground and I wham on the fuel tank four or five times and it still don't do nothing. So I get up out from under the car and I say, it ain't gonna start. And Cheryl says, it is. And she hit it one more time and it started. Now, who has the greatest faith here? Do you know what that made me feel like? I'm supposed to be the man of faith and this woman of faith that I'm married to has more faith than I do. And the Lord started the car because I already said, it ain't going to start. I'm looking at it like a man. I'm beating on that fuel tank. It's turning, but it ain't fired a lick. And I just give up. And I got stood up and said, it ain't going to start. She said, it is. And she hit it one more time. And man, that boldness, that car started. We drove it all the way over to the shop, butted in there, and turned it off. Now, is it nice to be married to a woman of faith? Amen. Oh, my goodness gracious. My wife says I can tell her horse story. Okay. Because the other day she threatened me with an inch of my life. If you tell this story, I'm going to get you, she said. Oh, turnabout's fair play. Okay. Yeah, the other night, she's really getting into the horse business. You know, she's buying all the grandkids a horse, and they go out here in her lot and ride. And so she is loving riding her horses with her grandbabies. And so they're enjoying it too. But, you know, every once in a while you have a little catastrophe of some kind that happens. Well, the other afternoon, after they got through riding, she takes the horses down and feeds them. We've come to realize you have to put each horse in its own individual stall. If you don't, they fight. You know, they kick. They do all kinds of crazy things. They run over you. So anyway, she put them all in stalls and fed them and everything. And they ate. And then, of course, Spirit, this big white, beautiful horse that she bought for my grandson, he was down there in the stall. She goes down after dark to let them out because they've all eaten. And when she goes down there, Spirit is laying on the ground in his stall with his legs sticking straight out sideways. She thinks he's foundered. So she immediately...
I prayed.
Okay, she prayed. Okay, she did pray. She prayed. And then she might have prayed a little bit of fear in that. You know, maybe. I don't know. But she did pray. At least she prayed. I know she's a great woman of faith. But she prayed. And then the first thing she did was call the trainer. And said, I've got a horse down. I think the horse has got colic. And so I need you to get here as quick as you can get here. He said, I can be there in 30 minutes. Then after that, she continues to hit on him, pat on him and everything, and say, Spirit, get up. And he just lay in there. And so she finally gets around to calling me. I'm in my office in there, sitting there studying. She said, honey, Spirit's down. I think he's colic. She said, well, I've already called the trainer. He's on his way over here. I said, you called the doctor before you called me? My wife? I can't believe you're married to a man of faith. Now, are all of us supposed to be men of faith? We're all supposed to be men of faith as children of God. I said, I can't believe you called the doctor to come with this horse before you asked me to pray. I said, I really, if you're not careful, girl, I have taken offense at this. I said, but I forgive you. Now, I said, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I was not in a hurry or excited or nothing. I said, Lord, I know you're in control. I don't know why you're doing what you've done like this, but I'm thanking you for completely healing that horse and getting that horse up. That horse is completely normal right now in Jesus' name. Well, I was in my office with no shoes, you know, so I walked back to the bedroom, put my shoes on and my socks and walked back out the front. And when I got down there, she says, she was petting him. I said, well, I thought you said he was down. She said, well, he was, but right after you prayed, he got up. Said he's normal. Well, now, what should I have expected? So you see, I had faith for that horse, and there was no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. I knew he was healed. I knew he was trying to show Cheryl something. She was down there all excited, patting on him, doing everything, and he was not getting up. He was not blinking his eyes. He was not moving. But when I prayed, the horse got well, just like that. But when she prays and I pray and the car don't start, I immediately have no faith. Because the minute I stand up and say, it ain't going to start. That's exactly the attitude of the tone. It ain't going to start. And she said, yes, it is. Click. And it started perfect. So that's why that God says, I put two of y'all together and you're not complete without both of you. And sometimes I'm going to do something for one I won't do for the other one. Y'all know what I mean? That's the way God works. He will do that, and he does it to teach us something. Now, Cheryl and I have had so many experiences with the Lord. Now we're talking about these little experiences and testimonies. I got to tell you one that you can really learn from testimonies. You know that? Here, about within the last year or so, my wife had a bridge in her mouth that she's had there for since she's a young woman. A five-tooth bridge. And so they glued it on there years ago, and she'd never had any problem with it until this last year. This last year, the bridge came loose on one end. And, of course, every time she would chew, she'd feel it click. And so she went to the dentist, you know, to have him re-glue it. You know, this is something so simple. Now, we realize that God could glue it back on there, but, you know, we don't have that kind of faith sometimes. And so she goes to the dentist, and he looks at it, and he tries to get it off, and it stuck so good on the front that he's in there, he's pulling, he's hammering, he's doing all kinds of stuff, and after a few minutes of hammering and beating on her teeth, she says, Doc, isn't this a little unusual? And he said, well, yeah, it's really, really stuck, and I'm having trouble getting it off. She said, well, just a minute, let me call my husband and have him pray. Now, when's the last time you've been in a doctor's office that they told you something, and the one that was there says, let me call my husband and have him pray over this? We just don't hardly do that, do we, as children of God? But we should. We should not do anything without praying. Well, she called me. I prayed, thanked the Lord for it, and 10 minutes later she called me back and said, honey, he still can't get it off. Would you pray again? So I did again. I thanked the Lord and everything, and I said, I'll see you at home. She said, okay. Well, a little while later, I got home. She was home. I said, what, did he get your tooth fixed? She says, no, he could not get it off. I said, what? I prayed in faith, how many times? Two times. And I expected that thing to come off. Should we expect an answer to our prayers? Yes. Absolutely. I mean, God made us the promise, so we should expect an answer to our prayer. I mean, especially when you know these wonderful promises and you know God says all of my promises are yes and amen every time. I never say no to my obedient children. And so I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? What happened? I prayed. It didn't happen. And so she said he has some kind of a pulling device over to the other office, and he'll bring it in a couple of weeks for me to come back in a couple of weeks. Then he can pull the bridge off without breaking it because he don't want to break it. I said, well, I don't even to break it either, because I can only imagine what a five bridge tooth thing cost. You know, wow, to get a root canal in one is $2,000. So anyway, I got to thinking, Eldon and I went down South Texas to pick up some stuff in a trailer. And on the way back, it was after dark, and I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, what did I do wrong? Why did you not take that bridge off of Cheryl's teeth yesterday when she was in the dentist's office? You know, now, when you think faith, you think you always get your answer when you pray. Is that the way you should think? Yeah, because God said it's yes and amen every time. So you should never pray in unbelief. You should always pray in faith, believing you have your answer. And if you don't, you won't get very many answers from God, because He's a faith God. And so anyway, I'm meditating on this, Lord, what did I do wrong? And about that time, Eldon asked me, said, Thurman, what do you think happened? Because you know God always answers your prayer when you pray for your wife, regardless of what it is. He always answers. I said, yes, He does, Eldon. I said, I guess in the 9 or 10 years now that Cheryl and I have been married, I can't think of a single thing that I prayed for that He didn't answer. Can you? No. Now, isn't that awesome to think you've got a wife, you've been married to her for 10 years, and she's asked you to pray for her for several times, many times, for many things, and not one time did God say no to none of them. Amen. Isn't that pretty awesome? But that's this girl. Amen. She's sitting right here in front of you. She's real. And you hear her saying, yes, He answers my prayer every time I pray for her. But I expect it. If He doesn't do it, then I got to know what I do wrong. Yeah. There's something wrong. Either I just sinned or I done something. But God always promises to honor your prayer of faith. And so when Eldon asked me, what do you think you did wrong? Or why did you think God didn't answer your prayer? I told him, I said, Eldon, I'm asking the Lord that question right now while we're driving along here. And I said, Lord, I would really greatly appreciate it if you would tell me what I did wrong. And I heard him say, praise. Oh, what does that mean? Does He tell you anywhere in the Word for you to praise Him? So maybe if He said praise, maybe I hadn't praised very much lately, right? So I said, that's got to be it, Eldon. I just heard the Lord say praise. I just threw both hands up in the pickup and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to praise You for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's teeth. And Eldon put his knee up against the steering wheel. He throwed both hands up in there and said, yes, Lord, Thurman and I want to praise You for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's teeth. We drive down the road for 10 or 12 miles, both hands up in there, praising the Lord. About 10 or 12 miles, we drive down the road, and all of a sudden, my phone rang. And I said, oh, it's Cheryl. I said, yes, honey. She said, honey, the bridge just fell off in my mouth. Nobody's even pulling on it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.